listen to this.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless you.
People,
Boy, oh boy. We come aside, separate from the world so we would know what's going on so God could trust it with revelation and truth. There it is.
Thank you, Father.
Ain't you prouder than that?
Hallelujah.
You think
that
there is something when he is nothing to see
that
the wrong
fault.
You
think you're
an
overcomer, don't you?
Hallelujah.
Need to overcome.
Hallelujah.
Who do you got to overcome? Huh?
Ourselves. Yeah.
Huh? And you know what your answer to that is? When we say what's going to go through your mind, you battle around. You say, what about you? You're not an overcomer. You both know what I've overcome.
Hallelujah.
Does anybody here understand what I've been through, tested, tried? Would you want to stand up here and talk to people like this with my blessed lifestyle where I failed God 1,000 times? You're not a man talking to us like that. That's how I know you. I know about the place.
Bless you, Lord.
I was listening to one of my broadcasts this morning, and I said, this is a praying problem. Your head going like that? And yet, what is it, man? What the hell is he talking about? Why would he say something like that? Last night I heard, and I went real quick to the radio room, I heard, my feet know my voice. They come when I call. And then when I call it.
Oh, bless
you. No, you fool, better stop your damn life.
Hallelujah.
All your sins that you commit cannot put you in hell. But that lying.
Oh, Jesus.
All life. All life. Shall have their part.
Oh, bless
you. This is somehow we don't even know the lying spirit. I keep watching the news about Mr. Trump. Fake! He's a fake!
Hallelujah.
The man
bless
is a
Jesus.
Fake!
Bless you, Jesus.
Well, you're talking about your president. No, I'm not. I don't vote.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm a citizen of heaven. I'm an ambassador of God.
Hallelujah.
This world's not my home.
Hallelujah.
I don't find my place in the religious world, or in the political world, or in the financial world.
No.
You damn people, get the hell out. I planned with you not to come like this. I planned with you to land. I said, don't walk into that tabernacle like that. And they burned me from.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Carnal. You like the way you are, huh? You're not going to make any kind of move, make any kind of change, are you? Because you're a leper. You can't change your spot.
Amen.
Your
iniquity
is so strong.
Oh, bless you.
It even comes out in your Christian testimony. I'm rich. I'm saved. I've been filled with the Holy Ghost.
No, Jesus.
I gave all my money. You know what happened this week? Because I started talking about how I had a debt. And the only thing I could do with that was talk
yes,
to
Lord.
God about it.
Yes.
And then come and I said to all you folk here, and how many times do I stood in this pulpit and they kept that
Hallelujah.
Part? And you think there's some of you here still keeping that part.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Yeah, keeping back your own will. And you're going to sit there so secure.
Oh, God.
But Jesus never failed. Hey. So many of you fell from the grace of God.
Oh, my Lord.
They, you don't like that one, do you?
Oh,
do you? When God's grace can't save you.
Oh, God. Jesus.
When God's grace would teach us to deny ungodliness.
My Lord.
And worldly lust.
Oh, God.
We're not very teachable, are we?
Oh, Jesus.
All right. You got the scripture yet? Never mind.
He endures of the word, God hears only.
See, the moment I do that, the moment I have that brother read that, and you hear it, I know exactly where your mind goes. You're not a doer of the word.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Yeah. See, and if I don't, then I got to watch myself that I don't defend myself.
Hallelujah.
I don't justify myself. I'm justified. But not myself.
Yeah.
I've been justified freely.
Hallelujah.
Freely.
Hallelujah.
That's the only way you're sitting there.
Amen.
Under God's free grace.
Amen. Hallelujah. Grace.
You
need
it, but
just
the verdict, you just keep on doing
that. Grace. Thank you, Lord.
And don't just do it here. Do it and you're driving home with Timothy.
Yes.
Just cry out. Let that old boy hear the word again.
Hallelujah.
When you get home with your husband.
Yes.
This is your good brother, Brother. This is Brother Burgess.
That's all right.
Yeah, Brother Burgess.
Amen.
Lord. You shall be betrayed by brother.
My Lord.
Father.
Hallelujah.
I'll fight over my nose.
Bless you, Jesus.
The door is going to shut.
Oh, glory.
Look, no, no, your face is just telling me. Oh, yeah, well, that's true, but you know, I'm doing the best I can. Not good enough.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Insufficient.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Because I'll say it. I kept thinking about that again as I start to come and talk. The Laodicean in church.
Oh,
now, you all know that the last church is. Now, some folks don't even know what the church is. They go to church all the time. No, they know about the church, but they don't know that they represent ages. An age is a time period.
Amen.
That cannot be determined.
Yes.
That in the age to come.
Yes.
Look, I said,
hallelujah.
This
could
be, and you're right.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You got a commentary all day long. They won't talk about the church ages. They'll mention churches.
Amen.
That came by revelation.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Doing this ministry. No, I didn't say I was ahead of it, but others contributed to it.
Oh, Jesus.
Get up! Get up, please! Get up! God's the door! Go ahead! Get up!
Yes, Lord.
You wicked people sit in my presence in this fight.
Oh, God.
No remorse. No remorse!
Mm.
Oh, this is nah! Proud! Boasters! Blasphemers!
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Not afraid to speak evil of the one man that God has dignified.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
He gave me some dignity.
Glory.
I got some dignity.
Yes.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Huh? And you too. You have God dignify you?
Glory.
He gives you some dignity.
Hallelujah.
We're sons of God.
Amen.
We're the church.
Hallelujah.
We're the potential bride.
Hallelujah.
We're dignity. Somebody trust me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
She came behind in the press.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
I am not the one that demonstrates that. Well, you when you just nonchalant receive this stuff, you're not encouraging.
Oh, bless you.
Oh, Lord.
You responded righteously, sister.
Yes.
I came back because God could give her a hope.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He wasn't expecting me.
No.
She's on her face for crying.
Yeah.
I'd give Brother Burgess a hug too.
Mm.
I didn't get to the other. He gave me a chance.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he come to me, huh? So last night,
bless you, Jesus.
Pastor Wright sent me a text.
Hallelujah.
And they're out there listening. I know they're there. The text message said, Thomas Link is planning to be with us. Sabbath service. Hey, Tom, are you listening, Thomas? Link? We're not linked up with you, Thomas. You're linked up with the wrong spirit. And you're mocking God with your damn lies, your perversion, your distortion, your self-deception.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I dare to call him out, Thomas. You devil. Oh, but there. The other guy. The other guy was put out here. I didn't put him out. Who? You!
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
You put your folk out, haven't I?
My Lord God.
I try to get you to come on in. You won't come in, so you got to put... And she did not say to you, well, Jesus wouldn't do that. Somebody, Brother Patterson, where did he do it?
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus.
They mocked. Stop mocking me! They mocked the messenger. Treat them lightly.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Stop doing it.
Yes, Lord. Bless you.
Boy, that is a demonstration of love. What is?
My Lord.
Stop doing it.
My Lord.
Well, who are you? Who am I?
Jesus.
Sister Burgess, that what God did with you.
Glory.
You were going to a good church.
Glory.
Teaching a lot of good things.
Glory.
Then someday, God, where did you first hear me?
Yes, I did.
You people are so despicable, South of it. I can't only get one of you to even now try to enter in. And even try.
Glory.
Woe be unto you! Woe! When you get before the judgment seat of Christ, don't tell him that he warned you.
Amen.
Out of this whole wide world.
Yes, Lord.
He picked you out.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. There is much of a mighty long way, old boy.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Why did you go back? Well, come on, we're looking back, people.
My Lord.
Glory.
Don't look
back.
Don't look back to your family, to your children, to your job.
Hallelujah.
Don't look back.
Hallelujah.
We're going to a new place.
Hallelujah.
I tend to come up here talking this time. Something on my heart again. Because what's going on, but you can't do it.
Bless you, Lord.
Oh, I can, but I'll have to stick it. If I get you out, I can do it.
Oh, Jesus.
You think I don't hear that kickback? You folks still won't accept the fact that God has preserved me by giving me the discerning of spirits.
My Lord.
Any spirits ever get on you?
Oh, God. Yes, Lord.
And the one that's getting on most of us today is the seducing.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
The doctrine for something we believe.
Hallelujah.
From the devil.
Yes, Lord.
The devil will tell you you're all right.
Amen.
Tell them. I'm saved.
Bless you, Jesus.
I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Tell them. I'm all.
Hallelujah.
All things.
Thank you, Father. You're good.
Everything going to be all right.
Good.
If you're in Christ. You know, people, I keep getting rid of what I'm maybe 7 years old. I have preached more than any man
Hallelujah.
Has ever lived on this earth. Period.
Yes, Lord.
More than Jesus.
Thank you, God.
More than Paul. More than... Just calculate. If I'm telling you the truth, and I believe I am.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
No matter how much you try to tell me I'm not, I still believe. Don't know how I do it. I believe.
Hallelujah.
You calculate.
Okay.
I started preaching when I was 16.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
The problem was among us preaching. Just on this ministry alone. This one right here.
Hallelujah.
How many hours a day is my voice being heard? You calculate. You got good calculations.
My Lord.
24 hours a day. I got a call this morning from Australia. New Zealand. One from Poland.
Thank you, Lord.
One from there.
Hallelujah.
How did you get in here? See, we've heard this story too. Time and time again, we've heard this incident in the Bible.
Hallelujah.
The kingdom of heaven, not the kingdom of God.
No.
What good news, huh? The mystery.
Hallelujah.
The kingdom
Jesus.
Of God.
Thank you.
Within you. Within you.
Hallelujah.
Which is righteousness. Hallelujah. And peace.
Hallelujah.
Not your righteousness.
No.
Not your peace.
No.
Not your joy, but the joy of the Lord.
That's right.
tribulation, trying of your faith.
Thank you,
or your love.
Glory. Yes. Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes. Oh, yes. How'd you love them? Oh, now we spent a long time together. And she forgets everything. And all of a sudden, don't she know that if she wasn't with you, because you have to watch for so good, she'd lose herself.
My Lord.
She loses her phone, she loses her back.
Oh, Jesus.
Lose about everything she would have had to. And she always did the best. Her best is just not good enough.
My Lord.
And Lord said to tell her. Because I tried to tell you that the reason that came about was because, what did I tell you? I'm watching for the show.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, and his too. And you're too.
My Lord.
But you ain't watching. No! You ain't watching. You want to others. You know what you're doing to me? What you're doing to Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
I'm calling scripture after scripture to you. See, I told you that you can't change right now, can you?
My Lord.
And unless you determine that you will not again come into God's presence like this,
my God,
it's going to take a lot of self-examination.
Yes, Lord.
Stop comparing yourself. I do better than you.
My God.
You will not watch. Well, if you can't watch the time, watch the watchman.
Hallelujah.
God.
See, a lot of these guys say they're watchmen, but they won't watch me. Because I'm the sign. They don't like when I talk about you. Because I mention Brother Patterson. Anybody know why I mentioned Brother Patterson? Huh? So one night I was in my ready room and he sent me a little old email.
Hallelujah.
Because he went home troubled about things I would do.
Glory.
How could a man of God do that? Especially a prophet. Am I telling you this right?
Bless you, Jesus.
And you were saying, Mike, did I make the wrong move? Bring my family down here. They tried to do it with Craig. Thank you. Just look at you.
Hallelujah.
That's the reason I had him do what he does. Because he took his Bible, which is a good place to go. You want an answer about situations? Open up the book.
Open up the book.
You're in it. You're there.
Yes, we are.
Jesus loved the little children. You know, little children.
Yeah.
Jesus loved the little children. All
the children of the world.
Japanese, black, white, red, blue. Jesus. Boy, oh boy. Some of you folk ought to wake up why he should love you.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Chastises a child, loves it. I was telling
them. Hallelujah.
Ah.
Bless you, Jesus.
That's a mortar effect, you know. That was made by Brother Lawrence. Shipped down in my truck. Because Brother Lawrence was the old fashioned preacher boy. Then he turned on me. Because Brother Lawrence should have moved here. See? But he didn't. And his father died. Then he said he goes to his wife, and then these guys got the wife down here, got the land. I didn't know that. I know your children. I know your wife.
Oh, Jesus.
I know you. God knows you.
Yes, he does.
Jesus,
yes,
God.
Yes, he
does. Now somebody tell me something like that. My God, I came running up the highway one day. Ran into the dining hall and said, God told me to tell you something. Tell him I need him.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Glory.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody else is telling you, folk.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Cut me not, Mary.
Hallelujah.
For I have not yet ascended. Why? He had to get Peter
Hallelujah.
To take back his denial.
Right.
Lovest thou me? Lovest thou me?
Yes, Lord.
Lovest thou me?
Yes, Lord.
And then Peter Christ says, Lord. Lord, you know I love you.
Hallelujah.
Wow!
Glory.
Wow!
Thank you, Lord God.
Do you know God loves you?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 If that isn't love.
Oh, God. Glory.
Oh, that love of God.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
He knows how to love.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Ooh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Some of you folks just not going to move, are you? Your days are numbered.
My Lord.
Your days are numbered. God be very long suffering.
Oh, yes.
Very long suffering is going to end.
Yes.
You better count the long suffering of God as his intent to save you.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Long suffering is going to end. All things concerning Christ has an end.
Amen.
His grace is going to end?
Yes, it is.
His mercy is going to end?
Yes, it is.
His love is going to end?
Sure love. Amen. Long suffering.
How about that?
His tender grace.
Okay.
Going to end. Going to end. Yes, it is.
Again, they shut their ears.
Ooh. Hallelujah.
I'm preaching like that. Feeding this. Trying to remind you. All the great things God's already done for you.
Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, Lord.
And they called their in.
Oh, God.
Well, what am I supposed to do about that? That's not talking about you and me.
Yes.
What happened, Stephen? What's going to happen to me?
Amen.
I don't believe that. That'd be nice.
Oh, God.
The joy. Let me burst through that door right now. It's not time yet, is it? I'm a prophet of time.
Hallelujah.
I know what time it is.
Amen.
Boy, you poor people. I don't have much more time. Not even in the natural. If God was even about 87 years old. Now, I know. I read this morning, man, 119 years old. But that's 100 billion. And I have no doubt in my mind the devil keeps a lot of folk alive. So he can use them. You know, that somebody to was 90 years old. What can you do? Oh, I chewed tobacco. I drank a glass of beer every day.
Sure.
And you guys ever see it today? One guy 115 years old. Well, what do you tip a year long like to do, women? When we kept up alive.
Hallelujah.
You poor saints, you just don't have it, do you?
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
You believe the lie so quickly, you won't believe the truth. Because it receives not the love of the truth.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Because it receives not the love of the truth.
Yes,
sir. I'm a manifestation of God's truth.
Amen.
But you sin. Yeah, God says sin.
Hallelujah.
The thing of faithful faith. The thing of the faithful one. Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Came into the world.
Hallelujah.
Sinner.
Hallelujah.
A sinner is someone who has sinned.
Amen. Glory, glory.
I talked to Sister Chase. Down in the city, I used to look. God forbid that I should sin in season. Don't let Brother Lynn see me. What I did with Brother Lynn was Pastor Rice wrote me. God damn it. Is my voice so babbled you can't understand it? Is that what it is? You get another voice. No, I did not See, I like to talk to you about it. But
hallelujah.
Pastor Rice sent me a note that Brother Lynn had contacted him. He was going to come to Great Community for service. Now, Brother Lynn, from his words, he comes up in the north. What the hell would go out there for? He won't come here because he said, I said, if he comes, he better come to stay. And he don't want to stay.
Oh, God.
Hey, then stay away. Stay away, folk. We don't want to deal with names. Stay away.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I'm going to quote my script, my little sneaky, time and time again. Where before I've met any of you, all you fine spiritual people, you know, Sister Burgess, I've received from you. There's a problem in South Carolina.
Amen.
But I didn't want to have a problem with you, said or not.
Amen.
That was for
so
your benefit, not mine.
So true.
You didn't make me a prophet.
No. Sure enough.
I ordained you a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
I received that from God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, please.
So true.
It's tall. There's a few out there who are determined about their soul.
Yes.
And they're in dire situations. Our world's crumbling.
Yes, Lord.
They're being tossed back and forth by Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump is a liar.
Sure. Amen.
And we can't discern lie.
Oh, Jesus.
Still trying to figure out if Mr. Trump does get elected. They don't even want to even leave the office. They're talking about putting sandbags around it. He'll have a few military guys with enough firepower to blow you away. That's what he says. It's blow away. And what he's been saying lately about our troops, he's not even saying, we have them. He's talking about John McCain.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
Anybody know what he said about John McCain? He said he became a prisoner. I don't like people doing that. Hey! You hear that? You know, I didn't put the flag up for a funeral.
My Lord.
Isn't there some? None of this stuff move you. None of it.
Hallelujah.
The only reason I talk about it is because that's what the Antichrist is going to be, a liar.
Sure.
He's going to set himself up and say, I'm gone. And all you fellows who believe in Jesus, you're losers.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You surrendered.
Hallelujah.
You've been fighting a good fight of faith. You're just a loser. What we would expect to gain out of that? That's what he actually mentioned to us. I heard a captain this morning. How? What are you guys fighting in Afghanistan? What do you get out of it? Are you going to get paid? That's the way this guy talks.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
The love of money. He's Mr. Money Man. He buys himself.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm on the air, folks.
Amen.
Amen.
Being right into Washington, D.C., or Air Force One, or two, or three.
Yes, Lord.
I hope he came to see the Pope of Rome on Air Force One. They can land it over here. Put a helicopter and land right up, pick me up, and tell you how to do it, sir. Will you? I said it. How many times a day? Seems to be no movement in your spirit.
Oh, God.
God so graciously
oh, yeah.
Showed you that man right there.
My Lord. Oh, God.
Would you like to see it again? Peter demonstrated.
Oh, Jesus.
Why, you all know he had a right to talk back to me like that.
Oh, God.
What I say to him? Get up! And he got around. And out he went.
Oh, Jesus.
And now I said, so you can. If I sit down here and say, amen, God bless you, you'll have that door for you. Take a stick at it. Got your cars and trucks all ready for a getaway. I said, get out.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Nobody was there. And what did he do? And then what did he do? And he came through the words saying one thing. Something that I taught him. About Jonathan. Because Jonathan would tell how he recovered himself. Well, Jonathan, you're not doing so good right now, Jonathan. You're taking too care of yourself. You're not going to recover your place in God.
Okay.
You know, people, if you folk would just wake up. All these men you heard about, where do you hear about where the world hears about you. From a small farm.
Hallelujah.
In the state of South Carolina. In the United States of America. The voice.
Hallelujah.
The one voice. The only voice.
Hallelujah.
No, you are going to add to this voice. You can become part of it. But you're not going to add to it.
Amen.
It's full and complete. Got the complete message.
Oh, Jesus.
And the only way you can do that, if you get a chance to testify, and I've been so betrayed with testimonies until I'm convinced. Well, now just get rid of me, God.
Oh,
my testimony is not complete. Just get rid of me. I always had a mirror up here. Best I can do is try to get their expression in your faces. Don't let their faces stop you.
Amen.
I'm not afraid of your face.
Amen.
Some of you folk need a change of face, but that will not come about without a change of heart.
Amen.
From the abundance of the heart, the faith comes.
Right.
The eyes are the witness of your soul. And boy, I tell you, your soul is in bad shape, folks.
Mm.
I don't believe you.
My Lord. Oh, God.
Did we just, read the Bible? We finish just today, both times. New translations, new interpretations, new revelations from women, from men. That's not the way to come.
Hallelujah.
For the Lord God will do nothing without first revealing his secret of what he's going to do to his servant, the prophet. Now that got me in trouble when I first started with that, with the hammer man. How many people got a hammer? Going to hammer me. And it's amazing. Here I am again. If I get through this one, because they're out there listening. There they are. They are. Trying to trap me in my words, just like some of you are doing. Several times I went back to my computer for something. I printed out several times and I just staggered with it. Read how God said, take your son, your only son. Did God give his only son?
Yes, yes, Lord.
Are you begotten of God?
Yes, Lord.
Are his sons?
Amen.
Did God give his only begotten
Jesus.
Son?
Thank you, God.
To shut the devil's mouth. That's my son.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes, son.
Oh, Jesus.
How many times have I stood in place called my body beloved son, Timothy? How many times have I done that?
Hallelujah.
My beloved son, Timothy. You can't use your own life. You can't seek your own life.
Oh, Jesus.
It's going to sink. Except you abide in the ship. See, I don't know why the hell we sit right there defying me on things like this. Except you abide in the ship.
My Lord.
You cannot be saved.
Oh, bless you.
Why, you have faith in God before you ever heard me. You're already a believer.
Glory.
Amen.
So when you really heard the prophet, it wasn't too hard to believe, was it? I have nothing to do with you. You're believing.
No.
All I need is to continue on that belief.
Amen.
I didn't find you, he found you.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
I wasn't even looking for you.
Thank you.
But he was.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I love Jesus. How me?
Oh,
come on, then, slip the knees. Tell them, say, I'm so glad that Jesus, and you crave back to do it. Isn't that something? You crave back. When did you first meet Craig? In Japan. And when Craig back said, I got out of New York, got my car filled up, and took my family.
Glory.
His family had two wives.
Right.
Two wives. One of them, one of the Japheth. But both sinners.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And you couldn't shake, Craig.
No.
You couldn't shake a boy. The guy said to him, how can you be a part of that cult? Well, I'm not a part of it. We're not a cult. We're the body of Christ. We are the chosen generation
of royal priesthood.
saw the light. And then God brought you out of darkness. Don't you tell these people I made you come here. Then when you hear you complain,
Jesus,
I didn't bring you out, he brought you out.
Hey, hallelujah! Glory!
He brought you out all right.
All right.
They all stopped doing all wrong.
Hallelujah! Glory!
Understand! Charles Finney is a good looking fella. And I told you how Charles Finney got where he was. He belongs to the Navy.
Hallelujah.
And he got saved over in Charles. And he just flipped his lid. Everywhere he went, he talked about Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
His name didn't want to go to him.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
They threw him in the name of
Jesus.
Doped him up. They wouldn't do that, would they?
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God, you feel like he was doing something great?
Oh, Father.
We're a nation who learns war.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad when Jesus comes.
Yes.
The nations will learn war.
Oh, Jesus.
No more.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, after war comes, our enemies are defeated.
Oh, Jesus.
Satan lost a soul he thought he had. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Jesus said, that one belongs to me.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Now, I belong to Jesus.
Jesus. Oh, sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Edward was trying to help me out yesterday, but technically.
Oh, Jesus.
Because one of our sisters heard Jackie say that the New Jerusalem will come at the end of it.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
and over.
Jesus.
Read. Technically, that old textbook.
Jesus.
But see, that has to be revealed.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
The New Jerusalem,
is the bride of Christ.
Yes, Lord.
That's adorned. And I saw the New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven.
Oh, Jesus.
A bride.
Oh, Jesus.
Already prepared.
Hallelujah.
For consummation.
Hallelujah.
And that consummation is going to take place right here on earth. They'll be sinners saved. They'll be sinners rejected.
Hallelujah.
Dear people,
yeah.
You can't figure. The Bible does not tell you a sinner will die. There'll be no death.
Hallelujah.
In the thousand year period, there'll be no dying. Only living.
Glory!
Well, technically, yeah, I still should live to be 100 years old. Why? Why? Why are there going to be a few sinners there? Because God has determined to save sinners in every generation.
Hallelujah.
In every dispensation. In every period of time. And that 1,000 years is a period of time. Time doesn't end there.
No.
Boy, you folks in there. My sin came right back. A bunch of mockers we are.
Hallelujah.
God don't know any shame, does he?
Oh, yes, he does.
All right, technically, all of them, they're looking at you, they don't hear you. Oh, will you stand up and talk, you big mouth?
Alright, chapter 20. And I saw.
Hold it!
Glory.
Chapter 20, where?
Revelation.
These folk ain't gonna get it, brother. Like, clearly lay it out. Revelation.
Chapter
20. Verse.
One. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of
the bottom. Don't look at the way to look at
that. The key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold on the dragon, the old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit to shut him up, set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years.
He's not even
going to
judge Satan, Jack. You're going to turn him loose at the end of the time. He'll go out and see who we get. Oh, damn you, it's in the book! Get the hell out of my prison! I don't want to pray. I let that word reveal to me. You understand that? Hey, Peter, brain.
Oh, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
Why are you, Brother Ben? You can ask him.
Right.
Amen. Ask him.
Hallelujah.
You did. You asked. And he took that old book where it's written.
Hallelujah.
Old book where it's written.
Written.
And who's he talking to? He wasn't talking to Job. He talked to the devil.
Right.
I'll get you, Satan. You move me. You made a claim about Job. Has he served you for naught?
I
see why Job served, because you blessed him so well. He served him for what he gets out of it. Let me touch him.
Hallelujah.
Job loved me.
Hallelujah.
I know this, and I love Job.
Hallelujah.
What's wrong with you people?
Hallelujah.
Where the hell are you?
Oh, yes, Lord. Bless you, Jesus.
And that's when God said that. He said, none like Job.
Right.
He said, you move me against him. You ask for permission. And I said, yeah, because Job served you for naught.
Oh, yes, Lord.
He served you because you're blessed. No, he said, Job served me because I'm God.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory.
Chapter 21, verse 1, and I saw a new heaven,
yes, Lord.
And
yes.
A new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city.
Hallelujah. The bride of Christ, who for 1,000 years lived with him,
amen.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Now I said, I see manifested. And after 1,000 years, there will be no more time.
Hallelujah!
Holy Jesus, holy Christ, and holy people, and holy nation, and for eternity. My God!
Hallelujah!
No more dying, no more crying.
Hallelujah!
I'm about to say to you, God, why must Jesus come the second time to save his people from their continual sinning? Spiders of your damn carnal thinking.
Go, Jesus, hallelujah.
I don't know that ain't gonna work.
Bless you, Jesus.
Don't stand before God and say, I didn't know.
Hallelujah.
But that ain't gonna work. God said, I don't know, man, who can tell you day after day after day after day what you should know.
Jesus.
Now, let me tell you, the other day, you heard me do this. You wanted me to do it. I told you I did it before with Sister Stair. I haven't had time to tell with you. You tell me what I've done.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I walked into the office. Mark, are you here? Well, Mark, bless your heart.
Bless.
And he began to tell me how we didn't have enough money to cover our farm expenses. Because all these brothers around here, they want some, they go get the credit card, bingo. So now we gotta pay them. We don't buy on credit. When our credit card comes due, we pay it. Well, that's all right when it's $200. But when it's $40,000, if it was $40,000, we ain't gonna have enough money to pay it. Hey, look, I'll pause for just a minute. You go down, get out.
Okay, you're totally right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You folks don't give yourself bread to hear this kind of stuff. What a remarkable thing. Man, your faces are so close. I nearly went down to the dining hall, and I spoke to all of you, as far as I know. How many folks come to the dining hall? Everybody here. Except Timothy right now. He used to come, but he don't come to much anymore. Out of my bondage, sorrow and shame, come unto me, all you that are weary.
Hallelujah.
You just keep mocking when I say get out. If I was you, I wouldn't wait till God throws you out.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Come on, you ain't gonna do like Dennis. Everybody know what Dennis done? Came right back in. I said, well, I told you to get out. Now I recall myself. I said, what are you doing, Dennis? And then he remembered me saying, you're gonna tremble. You can fear my words.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus.
You are going to fear my words. You are going to fear them. That's called the fear of God. We don't fear God's word.
Fear God. Thank you, God.
The fear of God is lost.
Yes, Lord. We show it. Hallelujah.
Here they go again.
Hallelujah. Help
God.
Help me,
Lord. But how remarkable. That he didn't stop me from coming up here. He could have put a gag order on me.
Oh, Jesus. Help me, Lord.
Why, Lord? You want to do it, huh? You want to gag me, don't you? I told Marcus, I'll get the money. So I came down, I talked to all of you, and because I talked about how many of you fellas held money back.
Well,
Larry, that's it. Got it all, Larry? Just about. So you give just about, is that all? Huh?
Yep, Lord.
I gave them all. What am I going to do if I run out of money? Throw it away. See, and that's what he done for me.
Hallelujah.
I told you for you. What are you going to do, Promise Jeremy? You ain't got no money. I said, well, we'll have to find out, won't we? You going like that? Well, you see, just the other day, WWCR hollered at me. The minister got accepted. But not worth the money. Well, we still got money in the church account. So the other day I said to Mark, write the check, send it to WWCR. So, hey, people, don't sit there like that. Go on, get out. Go ahead. I'd rather have you get out than shut me out.
Hallelujah.
What do you poor people? See, and I can tell you how I do things. For instance, the other night, Sister Rose wanted to water. Now, them waters, them flowers are not my baby. But I helped put the diaper on them. I helped feed them.
I love it.
And she's out there trying to water them because, you know, oh, it ain't going to rain or it's going to rain. And all of a sudden she says to me, I can't get the little sprinkler to work. Now, you and I worked on before, remember? So I went out there, and while we were trying to get to work, it broke. Because cheap. Hope we never buy one like that again. If we're going to go buy some, let's buy the best they got. Now, I could have went to Dennis and said, we don't have a sprinkler, but I guarantee you can mow a sprinkler. He knew it. Yeah, it does. Sure. In fact, he had some out in front of Donnie all the other day. Little ones like that. Very dependable ones. Very good ones. Still got them? Yeah. Hey, folk, I had pled with you all morning long. Get out. Your damn minds.
Oh, Jesus.
So while she was gone yesterday, I said, Marilyn! He goes, I said, Merlin, do we have any more of the sprinkler hoses around here? Yeah, I'll find one. And before I knew it, he had laid all out there. And when Rose first came home, she didn't even notice it. There was just water in that little old thing. So we have, I said, where'd you get them at? Well, so we had them out in the boysenberry. Isn't that pretty good? Am I saying this right? So we won't need it out in the boysenberry right now. You are so, your iniquity is so ingrained. It makes you hard.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
It makes you resist God. Resist the truth. You do always, always.
Hallelujah.
Always. Now, one of you likes to call Merlin because he says, when I talk, he gets terrified. Because
okay.
One time, all my body threw him off this land. So I asked you, fool, to give his, your money. Make the little gold, get the money out of the bank. Won't even try. They're so hardened. They won't show no submission. They won't show no humbleness. I'm looking right at you, people. How many times have I sang a little song to you? If a nest of live hornets would turn loose in this room, I wouldn't have to make you get out. Don't you see? Why, you and old hornets are buzzing around your head. How are you, Kevin? How are you, Larry? You wouldn't mess with that hornet's nest, boy. I remember that day. I don't take care of it. I went right at you, hornet. Yeah. I always talk to him. Hey, hornet, you better not bite me. Because you... What would you do? I kill it? The hornet landed on my head. He's a dead hornet. Snake come around me. I said, boy, you come to me and you're a dead snake. Scripture. They show tread.
Yes, Lord.
Tread. Come on, you servants. Poisonous vipers. Well, dare you. Why don't you preach something new? Yes, sir, that's what Paul found out. what the word new is actually used here.
Hallelujah.
Look at that. Most people have no conception of that story, do you? The word new is there. They kept trying, making God out of everything. Because looking for some, the old way didn't work.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You sit right there, you might go. Yeah, you can go ahead and pinball me.
Thank you, Lord.
Who got it?
Nothing else.
Whoa, hold on now. Listen. Anointed by God, right? They had time for nothing else.
But either to tell or to hear some new things.
Better, boy, let me hear something new or tell something new.
That's it.
Hey.
Men of Athens, I've been hoping you are.
Hey, people at the old come.
Jesus.
Oh, yes, I perceive. You think more of your family than your family of God.
Hallelujah.
Sitting right on the head again. Looking right at you.
Amen.
Looking right at you, folk. Always looking for something new. Join the church of your choice. Pick the woman of your choose. Pick the lifestyle that you choose.
Oh, God.
Pick the car you choose.
Amen.
Pick the job you choose.
Right.
Choose where you're going to live. I can tell you right now, Biggie, that if I had to choose somebody to come and live here, it would have been you. Now I have to end up with a getting a hug from her. And I love hug women, but God have mercy. Look at this one. Woo! Take it easy. Boy, them arms. Wow. But they do pretty good clean houses.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Isn't that charge to clean that big arm?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. She's very nice right now, huh? But a few more months, we'll see. Yeah, I'm just warning you. Because after a while, the routine,
yeah.
And don't see nothing. That's right. And they're right here. So we'll let nothing.
Hallelujah.
Even though we're working for nothing, we'll let nothing separate us. I am nothing.
Amen. I am nothing. Amen.
Boy, they love me, Lord. They just love me. Oh. Well, you ain't getting them.
Oh, Jesus.
The Lord said to me, do. Okay, I asked everybody here, and you all did pretty well. I'm not sure you all turned in. Oh, yeah.
Right.
In fact, when the little girl went to get a check, I said, well, they sent the check.
Hallelujah.
We still are, still belong to God, though.
Right.
And we could possibly do that. Because the banking system won't go.
Yeah.
They had enough to invest anywhere.
Yeah.
So it's done through PayPal. Is that automatic? Huh? But is it automatic? Yeah, every month you got good.
Oh, geez.
They're changing credit cards. Then you'll have to probably get another one. Where do you work? How much money do you make? I don't know why you folks don't believe me. It ain't gonna be so easy to pay your pal.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Pay pal.
Amen.
You folk won't budge, will you? Your ability to comprehend what I'm saying, or even why I'm saying it.
Oh, Jesus.
I remember I told y'all, God told me to tell Teresa, we're gonna find out whether I'm God's man or not. So I came back up and I said, Father, and I went on the radio.
Oh, bless you,
I did the same thing with this. In fact, while I was doing that, during prayer time, it was during prayer time, and before prayer time was over, fell rain, said 30,000 souls away. And it came. And yesterday, I found out that he's able to do exceedingly.
Hallelujah.
Because all I was asking for was 30. And he said 90.
Woo!
So I told Mark that day to pay WWCR 90,000. So God sent the money. He must not know what he's doing.
My Lord God.
Now you're talking about WWCR, because they wanted over $100,000. with the chicken. We got chicken coming that we get for 30 cents a pound.
Glory.
On its way. All because I said, come on, let's make a deal. I thought we could deal with the guy over here, but he can't do it because he's just a distributor. But he went all the way to Chicago. He said, I got some folk down here on the pay 30 cents a pound. And they said, okay. So I said, how much they'll take them? Well, I'm just going to tell us. And we're going, it's on its way.
Hallelujah.
How are you doing with the priest, Terry? So when the chicken gets here, be ready for it. When all these folk come, I'm looking for a great big old chicken dinner. We ain't figured how much it takes for this crowd. Now, how about for this folk? All right, folk, we're going to go out to dinner now. Can you picture three or four sitting here? Hundreds are there.
Oh, Jesus.
I'll tell them, you ain't never ate chicken like we got around here. We got chicken that was sent. Those poor, them old chickens out there, they were sent. Yeah, I sent for them. And they sent them there. How they doing, brother? Pretty good? Can we butcher any of them yet? Not yet. When can we butcher them? You'll take a look at them. That is a beautiful sight. You go out to look at them. And they come. Yeah, I thought I'd tell you about how God supplied the money again. He said, yeah, the checks in the mail for WWCR now.
Glory, God.
When you go to the post office on Monday, you're going to carry it down. And,
well, bless you, Lord.
Because they didn't say, when are you going to send the money? When are you going to send the money? So I wrote them down and sent. When are you going to send Jesus? When are you going to send Jesus? They all sent the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. That Christ in you. Somebody runs. Brother, where do you always how about running? Because they didn't wait upon the Lord?
Yes.
To renew their strength.
Hallelujah.
They shall run.
Hallelujah.
How many of you said the Father, you use your strength to renew?
Bless you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
She called that running.
Hallelujah.
Well, that's the way she was.
Glory.
Had to move her arms a certain way and her legs a certain way because it hurt her, rubbed it.
Bless you, Jesus.
Hey, sit about. Run here.
Hallelujah.
I'll meet you halfway.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless you. If you fall, pick you up again.
Bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Have ever picked you up?
Yeah.
You're short.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Glory God.
Now, the people sitting out there, well, why don't you talk about currently? Look, we are in the time period when the Antichrist shall be revealed. We here believe that revelation has to come through a prophet. And it will have to be a special prophet that's been raised up for that special day. It's like John the Baptist.
Hallelujah.
He was a special prophet.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You are special people.
Hallelujah.
So we're all going to prophesy.
Hallelujah.
The testimony of Jesus Christ,
yes,
is the spirit of prophecy. I need you to back me up.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Because if you don't back me up, he'll see how that spirit of Antichrist will be.
Yes, Lord.
When they heard that judge, I'm telling you, when these so-called brothers, they thought they wouldn't have to deal with me no more.
Hallelujah.
They're going to outdeal me. Question of authority. I never give you authority over these people.
Oh, bless you.
I care. Yeah. I watch for the sword and you watch me. Don't like what you see, do you? There's no man.
Hallelujah.
How would you like to have to preach that? I'm a man.
Amen.
Let no man deceive you by anything. I must be God's man because he sent me that money. I must be God's man because don't have to buy a ticket.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We sat right in the dining room the other day, and Ellen was telling us how he got a good deal. I said, now, you didn't offer him something. Do I have to go through it again? He was excited because he sent me that.
Hallelujah.
Say how much for it?
Glory to God.
Now he got then short this time for 35.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I said, then why don't you make him a deal? See, the reason why, because sales are bad. Money, I don't care what they are. Our economy is not in good shape.
No.
Amen. Mr. Trump is a liar. He won't even use his own money like he said. You know why? Because the other day got it.
Hallelujah.
So it makes a deal. Won't be out to you, rich man. For you will weep. Mr. Trump brags about his riches.
Hallelujah.
Now he's weeping. Isn't this some? I'm just talking in Greek. Talking another tongue, most of you can. Let no man deceive you. Mr. Trump is a man. Mr. Trump has actually said the things that he says is fake. When you talk about John McCain, you can hear him. Right in public television. He wasn't a hero. Jumps up, boom. Now he's called all the military that's fighting Afghanistan, and even the ones over there. He said, because they wanted to honor that kid out people. I'm so damn tired of waiting. Every time I start talking about anything, your eyes go blank.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Internet people, you if you look, you'll see it. When he went over to Normandy, 5,002 Marines over there who were destroyed. Why did they do that?
Oh, Jesus.
So Mr. Eisenhower said, we got to do this in front of Hitler. Know that the guys that climbed that wall. Back from that. Send some more. We're going to whoop Hitler. How did Hitler ever get there? He was fighting Russia. So we were defending Russia by getting in war with Hitler. And then when the war was over, Russia became... Hitler was divided into four parts. The Berlin Wall was put up.
Hallelujah.
Separated the Soviet part from France, United States, and England. I ain't know that. I yet Berlin Wall. They never the Alamo. Yeah, that's when we stole Texas. Hallelujah. From the Mexicans.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
With all this hero, huh? Native Americans, you know who they are?
Thank you, Jesus.
People who were here before we got here.
Right.
Indians.
Amen.
You know where those Indians come from? They came across the northern part from other parts of the world. And they occupied them. First thing we started doing it. We start fighting the Indians. Why? For territory.
Yeah.
Good old America. God bless America. The most wicked nation that has ever existed.
Yes.
All in the name of God.
Amen.
They don't know God. So they make their own God.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
The guy like this says, hey, the one you ignorantly worship.
That's right.
I'd like to tell you about the one. You
know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Because they don't know God.
My Lord.
They don't know God.
Hallelujah. Glory.
There's only one way you can get to know him. When he forgives you of your sins.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Then you will know who God is.
Glory. Glory.
Amen.
Only God can forgive you.
Glory.
Church.
Only God.
Not even you.
No.
Only
God.
Yes.
You forgive sins because Christ is in you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's the Spirit of Christ.
Hallelujah.
If men don't have the Spirit of Christ, he's not of his.
Amen.
What's wrong with you people? Why make it hurt. My God, woman, understand God.
Jesus.
Don't do that again.
Hallelujah.
Let no man deceive you by any means.
Glory.
For that day shall not come.
Although.
Except there come a falling away first.
Amen.
So when you first fail, because you no longer believe with you. And that man of sin be revealed. Iniquities abounding.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless you.
Most of you folks would say, he's a prophet. He's God. And God's God if he does this, he does that. Which passes all knowledge.
Hallelujah.
Don't like me, do you? Now that's not the problem.
Jesus.
Oh, I love him. I love him. You know, when I finally bought this farm and started buying this, when I bought this tabernacle, you have in mind?
Oh.
Right here. Because we'll bear one another's burdens. We'll love one another. We'll put up with the people that they put up with us.
Oh, God.
Well, I work you hard, don't I? As the rope come running, she said, oh, oh. And she got so excited. She said, boy, that's a good job. She said, would you tell on I'll do it so and for? And before I had a chance to tell him, she told him.
Okay.
We're going to make it, boy.
Yeah.
I am going to a city and you.
Hallelujah.
Together again.
Together. Hallelujah.
Right to every day about what's going on. Mm-hmm. Things I've already taught.
Yeah.
I let him do it, but he's not telling me nothing. I'm not. You know, you want him to authorize to tell me. And it won't be you.
Right.
You got something that's good
Amen.
That I can use? I'll ask you. What's next? The revelation of the man of sin.
Oh God, mercy, Lord.
And the fifth thunder. And I told you, when the fifth thunder sounds, behold, I come quickly. You all look at your faces. You're sitting there trying to figure out, oh, how is that? Huh. That's fair, that's fair. Jackie said that the New Jerusalem come at the end. That's right. That's what we're. But for 1,000 years on this earth. See, the New Jerusalem is the bride. He's preparing a place for the bride.
Amen.
When Jesus comes, there's going to be a marriage.
Amen.
And for 100 years, 1,000 years, we'll have a honeymoon. And then that's when the reality sets in.
Amen. Okay. Glory. Amen.
And the last Trinity is going to be a smooth foot and awful. That great white throne judgment.
Hallelujah.
And we're not going to stand in that judgment.
Amen.
We won't have to.
Thank you, God.
I wish somebody could say that. Do God no good to pour His Spirit on you.
Okay.
Shut up. Just shut up. Heaven's for everybody.
Glory to
God. Thank you, Jesus.
Little children. Except you become converted and become as little children,
my Lord,
you shall in no, how wide you get,
yeah,
how much money you have,
my Lord,
yeah,
you shall in no wise.
Hallelujah.
The wise were the ones that were ready. I even told you how when God told me that to come back up here. 77 days, folk. Not 30. 77.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Hey, 77. Yeah. I even told you how God blessed me so much.
Hallelujah.
He actually moved me from the general population into solitary confinement.
Right.
He gave my own phone.
Amen.
Hey, prison guard, how many prisoners do you see have their own phone? Oh, so that? And they can't even use the prison phone. That's what they're to do. They gave my own phone. I dealt with Robert down by the river on that phone.
Hallelujah.
And I was trying to help Rob stop screwing up his wife. No. Well, you're always talking about yourself. Jesus knew that. Did Paul do that? Did Jeremiah do that? Can you picture Jeremiah saying, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, who the hell are you, Jeremiah? I'm Jeremiah.
My Lord.
When are you folk going to repent of that antagonism? Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Well, he's a child molester. He's an adulterer. He's a sinner.
Bless the Lord.
But who do you say that I am?
My Lord.
Where'd you get that from? There ain't no way you're going to accept me at the last day promise of this divine revelation. There's nothing in my flesh. Nothing.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't see God in my flesh. In my flesh? Well, no. Good. So if I do good, it ain't me.
That's right. Hallelujah.
But I'm crucified. You know this is sad. I'm talking to you people. You ought to look at your faces.
Oh God.
Who opposed it and exalted himself above all that is called God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That is worship.
Worship.
So that he as God.
Right.
Sitteth in the temple of God.
My God.
Showing himself. All I can say to you is that I've watched many presidents. I even told you when God began the final countdown as the president with Mr. Reagan. I was privy to that. I told you what Mr. Reagan did. He blasphemed when he got in bed with the whore.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
They got in bed with the whore. And now he's this guy getting in bed with all the poor daughters. What do you think the Bible said? The mother of harlots. The religious system. The Baptist, the Methodist, the organized religion.
Hallelujah.
What's wrong with you? Come out of them. Come out of her. Get out of them whores and daughters of the whore. Get out of you. You're going to get the nail of the disease. Going to affect your thinking, you know.
Amen.
You know how a veneer of disease does? Fix the brain. You never age. What does it do? It attacks the immune system, which is controlled by the brain.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus.
So it's so hard to understand. The love of money, not money. The love of money. And I told you, one thing God spared me of, the love of women. Why didn't God keep David from seeing Bathsheba? Why won't you folks knock it off?
Hallelujah.
Inevitable. And I keep telling you, he wouldn't have to kill her husband. Her husband was a God-fearing man. I'm very convinced that he could have said to Uriah, your wife, the promised seed, and she's the one chosen to carry it. And I'm the one that got the seed. Bingo. See, you folks don't buy that, do you? See, David pronounced his own judgment in this house. Get out!
Oh, God.
Get out!
Jesus.
Come on, y'all gotta go pee. He pronounced his own judgment. How, Kevin?
Oh, God.
Huh? How?
Oh, God.
Your prophet walked into King David? I want to tell you what's going on in this kingdom. There's a man over there got one little sheep.
Amen.
And the next door neighbor had a whole lot of them. So that guy went over there and took that one little sheep and killed it.
My Lord.
David said, Who dead man?
Who dead man?
Before the sun goes down, I'll have his head.
Boy.
And the old brother said, you're a man.
You're
a man. Say, you would have to kill Uriah.
I know.
All you had to do is go ask him. And he said, here's my wife.
Yes, Lord.
See, we can't battle that, can you? When I took his wife and silver in my charge, you got him.
My Lord.
The prophet actually said, David, you could have any woman, but the one you got is the one God wants you to have, and you wouldn't have to kill her husband to do it.
My Lord.
Mr. Trump don't have to make those damage mocking the military. He said, all them guys just fought the Battle of Normandy, they were suckers.
Oh, God.
See, they were cowards. They lost. This comes to my president. Said, all them guys that lost their life over Afghanistan. Said, what for?
Oh, geez.
Are you getting paid for it? Bunch of losers. They could have went to college. You got a good education. You got a job. Then joined the army. This is the way he's the one that wouldn't go to war. He hired a doctor who found a spur and disqualified himself for a draft. This is a fake guy. He ain't a man at all.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You ought to honor your president. And honor my God.
Hallelujah.
Let him come and bow before me. Hey, somebody who got all your contact with Mr. President Trump and all the better, tell us a prophet in South Carolina. Maybe I can get you to do that. You're black, that would help out. And you're a woman, that would help out.
My Lord. Oh, God.
Yeah. He likes women. Yeah, he does.
Oh, Jesus.
You don't know that? You don't like real men.
Hallelujah.
You don't talk like that about your president. I told you I don't vote, so he ain't my president.
Yes,
I don't vote.
Hallelujah.
I told you, years and years, Christians should not vote. Every preacher ought to say, vote. No. You don't vote.
Yeah.
We're not a part of the government of this world.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, and we're patriotic. I'm not patriotic. I got my I'm a citizen of heaven.
Thank
God for John MacArthur. But boy, he's paying a price for that. He ain't no more friend of Mr. President no more.
Bless you, Jesus.
Boy, you people are something.
Hallelujah.
You know if they want that they could take this black woman just like that? But it belongs to God. Try it.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Now the enemy can't go all around about us.
Hallelujah.
When that prisoner escaped the other day, did the law act as if you want to land? I didn't know that. Yeah, man escaped right over there. Last he was seen was right down over there. Terry's home. They finally found him. But how many policemen do we have on these grounds? Like an army. Are you folk ever going to wake up?
Hallelujah.
We
bless you, Jesus.
We all start looking for it. You know, you people are something else. No matter what I tell you, you got that inbred resentment. Like the time that Gilbert went around the ground three times. And I asked the question, what are they doing? They're checking. Then I found it was Terry was going right with them. And Edward. And when I saw that, I said, I better go see how my brother's doing. So I got with Brother Brown.
Yes, sir.
My big old, brother. I got a big brother here.
Hallelujah.
He's a big brother.
Hallelujah.
See what they're doing with my brother. So I found him right over there.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I came running up there. Trump was sitting there. Terry was there. You were there. Would you want to go looking for police? And you could have just seen them. And they haven't bothered us since. I go up beside the stand, go down the window. I know Russ there. I'm okay. I said, everything okay? He asked him for checking. I said, okay. You tell us everything okay? I said, yes, okay.
Thank
you. And they went out the way. Everything okay, Lord? Well, you tell us it's okay.
Hallelujah.
boy, you don't know how much he spares you from a good old-fashioned whooping.
Wow, thank you, Jesus.
The rebellious ones, the stubborn ones.
Thank you, Jesus.
Chats out with a few stripes. I get the message, Brother Brown, you need some socks. He came the other day and said, can we get some socks and underwear? Of course, you see, he has probably big. Huh? He can't wear your underwear socks. You're too small. I'm convinced. We're working on it. Yeah. That ought to be.
Hallelujah.
In the earth as you are.
Father is on the tent. Keep holding off on talking about the man of sin, because once he is revealed, and I told you, it could be at the end. Mm. Once it's done, then we'll know where we are in time. Right. That's why it's this election, because that's why they cancel it and continue on. Mr. Roosevelt, in order to get us in our second war, continue his presidency. He created a war. In fact, this morning, a man said, Mr. Trump's about to get us into a war to cancel the elections. The saints? Well, if he gets a war, who's going to back him up? The fundamentals. His base.
Bless you, Jesus.
Right. When there's nothing right about what he's doing, he doesn't do his wife right, he don't do his children right, he don't do his cabinet right. There's no righteousness in them.
Aloy.
None.
Hallelujah.
Oh. Maybe just watch them talk sometimes. Fake news. Fake news. Of course, what you're telling is not fake, huh?
Oh, Jesus.
All my administration, no other administration has done what we've done for the American economy. He's a liar. Oh. He's a flat-footed liar.
Hallelujah.
What's the matter? Cause you a little fearful? I told you a long time ago, when they came and got me, they came on to get you. Jerry told you that day what they wanted to do. They wanted to fingerprint all of you and get your identity. Well, how could they do? Don't we identify about Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Doesn't he identify with us? In his name.
In his name.
His identity.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm only trying to tell you, the reason I don't just come out and say it, because I have to wait until, and if somebody else reveals it, then I know he's a prophet. And one thing's going to be revealed is time. If they're revealed, in is time. And the pattern is Daniel.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
You want to look at your deal. I mentioned one little phrase. And it's remarkable now that he's doing his best to kill them all. And they told him, King of Holland, they all got kings. Then they got kings.
You're
going to rule with 10 kings. Goodbye. God bless you. Go stew in your own rebellion. You just won't budge, and I don't know what's in. And I keep trying to tell you, the way you react affects somebody right next to you.
My Lord.
The way you respond,
yes,
affects one in front of you.
Amen.
Because you're all looking out of your eyes.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
You don't believe me?
Yes.
Shout, Sister Libby.
Hallelujah.
Shout, Sister Libby.
Hallelujah.
Is it going to affect you? What are you going to do with that?
Hallelujah.
You're not going to shout somebody.
No.
You just shout the best you can.
That's it.
Boy, you won't give me no space.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay. He can give me space. Space for what? To repent.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we don't believe you're repenting. I'm not told to repent toward you. I'm not looking for a repentance acceptable to you.
Amen.
If I got it, what would I have? If I please y'all.
Yes, Lord.
If I please just one of you.
My Lord.
Why'd you call it?
Hallelujah.
Then you won't do it, will
you?
I'm a servant of the living God.
Hallelujah.
I serve Him.
Hallelujah.
I'm the head that spoke.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
Lord, bless you.
Bless you.
Amen. Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Let's give God praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory.
Glory.
Give unto the Lord. All ye mighty. Give unto the Lord. Glory and strength. Give unto the Lord. The glory.
Heavenly Father, we just bless you, Lord God, today. We do thank you, Lord God, to be gathered here in the tabernacle. The saints, Lord God, the chosen, hallelujah, the church, the ecclesiasts. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for the hearing of the word from the prophet, Lord God. And we do bless you, Lord God. We heard it, the saints worldwide heard it, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, Father. We thank you to be in such a case this day on the Sabbath day. We ask that you bless Pastor Rice, strengthen him, anoint, Lord God, with fresh oil as he breaks the bread of life to us, Lord God, and with us, Lord God. We do thank you, Father. We ask that you help the congregation, Lord God, have that open faith, that excitement, that expectation, Lord God, to hear the word of truth, that we might be made free. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Bless you all.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You may take your seats. All right.
Bless you, Jesus.
You don't have a song today? I have a song. There was a time on earth when in the books of heaven an old account was standing of sins yet unforgiven.
All right.
My name was at the top.
All right.
And many things below.
Yeah.
I went into the keeper and settled long ago.
Long ago.
Long ago.
Long ago.
Long ago.
Long ago.
The old account was settled long ago. And the record's clear today. For he washed my sins away. When the old account was settled long ago.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. All right, all right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, we heard good things, huh?
Amen.
Something to bear witness to?
Glory.
Something to do?
Hallelujah.
do the truth, buy the truth, sell it not, rejoice in the truth.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory.
Speak the truth.
Hallelujah.
All right, let it be.
Hallelujah.
How's everybody doing?
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, one thing came to mind. Help me, Jesus.
Yes.
You know, as Brother Stair was speaking, he talked of things concerning people that are here, people that used to be here, and you know, some of the things that were spoken, some may relate to more fully than others.
Thank you, Jesus.
You understand?
Thank you, Jesus.
But still, it was all for edification to the entire body.
Oh, Jesus.
You understand? He talked about this when he talked about that when this situation, that situation. But still, all for the edification of the body.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the accounts in the Bible are just like that. You know, there's some about David, some about Solomon, some about Cain, some about Abel, but they're all about you. They're all about me. Hallelujah. Yes, yes.
Glory to God.
The two things primarily that the Bible tells us, that all men are sinners, and Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Hallelujah. Anybody in here can rejoice over that? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. All right, all right. Let me read from the book, all right? Just for a little while. Glory, glory. It is the Sabbath day.
Yes, Lord.
We're already in the tabernacle.
Hallelujah.
We're here by God's divine decree. We are all called with an holy calling.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. We should give glory to God.
Yes.
He called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Yes.
Delivered us from the power of darkness.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Yes.
The psalmist said it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord.
Yes.
To sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Praise the Lord. Well, do you all remember how Brother Stair started the message today? You all won't get upset if I remind us, do you? Somebody say remind us. Okay, let remind us. He said, shame on you all. That sister's over there crying and hollering and going on it, and you all ain't help. Shame on y'all. Well, we still don't... We don't agree with that. We're still doing it today. Huh? So guess what? The answer is still the same. Shame on y'all. Shame on y'all. Shame on y'all. Now come on, saints. Y'all say y'all believe the prophet. Hello? Y'all don't believe that part though, do you? Uh-oh, they're looking around now. Did I say something wrong? Remember how he began the service? He rebuked us. Why? Because we wouldn't help the sister praise the Lord. You know what's happening today? Some of us still won't help the sister praise the Lord. Huh? But God called us to give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, help me, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory God.
Mm. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, that's not the first time he's done that.
Right.
Well, he still hadn't gotten a righteous response from everyone.
My Lord.
Huh? Anybody know why? Well, he covered that too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Yeah,
yeah, we're stiff-necked, hard-hearted, lovers of ourselves more than we love God.
Amen.
Hmm? We're heady and high-minded.
Yes, Lord.
Lovers of pleasure is more than lovers of God.
Yes.
Hmm? It is a paradox that the great God came down from heaven to save wretched sinners and they have trouble praising him.
Right?
That's a paradox. I stand amazed even to this day. Really, I do. Y'all don't stand amazed?
that a prophet would have to come in and rebuke people because they wouldn't praise God?
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. That's so true.
Yes, it is, man.
What more would they have to do?
That's right.
Huh?
Right.
No?
Right.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory.
Let me see. Let's find some accounts here, see what they did. Okay?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Jesus.
Oh, help him, Jesus.
Yes.
This is out of 1 Chronicles. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart.
Perfect heart, yes, Lord.
And with a willing mind.
Willing mind, yes, Lord.
For the Lord searcheth all hearts.
Yes.
And understandeth all the imaginations,
yes,
of the thoughts.
Amen.
If thou seek him, he will be found of thee.
Yes, Lord.
But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever.
Amen.
Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen you.
Hallelujah.
To build an house for the sanctuary.
Yes.
Be strong and do it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then David gave to Solomon his son the pattern of the porch and of the houses thereof and of the treasuries thereof and of the upper chambers thereof and of the inner parlors thereof. And of the place of the mercy seat.
Mercy,
I love,
yes,
the sound of that mercy seat.
Mercy, yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Mercy seat.
Yes. And this said David, verse 19, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me, even all the works of the pattern.
Yes, Lord.
So David had the pattern. David gathered the materials for his son Solomon,
yeah,
who built the temple.
Amen.
And David said to Solomon, his son, be strong.
Be strong.
And of a good courage.
Good courage.
And do it.
Do it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory, God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Mary said to the men about the wine, whatever he saith unto you, do it.
Hallelujah.
And David is telling his son Solomon, just do it. Sounds like the encouragement and challenging that Moses gave to Joshua. Almost the same words. He said, be strong and of good courage and do it. He said, fear not. That what Moses told Joshua? Fear not. Nor be dismayed. For the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee.
Hallelujah.
Until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Oh God.
And behold, the courses of the priest and the Levites, even they shall be with thee for all the service of the house of God.
Yes, Lord.
You won't have to do it yourself.
Thank you, Father.
You've got all these people of God to help you.
Yes.
And there shall be with thee for all manner of workmanship.
Right.
Every willing, skillful man.
Willing, yes, Lord.
For any manner of service.
Thank you, Father.
Also the princes and all the people will be holy at thy commandment.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon, my son, whom alone God hath chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great.
Great, yes, Lord.
For the palace is not for man, but for the Lord God.
Amen.
Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God the gold for things to be made of gold, the silver for things to be made of silver, and the brass for things of brass, the iron, and so on and so forth. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of my own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Yes,
are we not in the house of the Lord?
Amen.
Although God dwell not in temples made by hand,
amen.
He did command them to build the temple.
Hallelujah.
He did meet them there.
Hallelujah.
Although God dwell not in temples made by hand, doth he not meet us in the meeting place?
Amen.
Is he not in our midst right now?
Amen.
Should we not reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by? Hallelujah. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment. Your need he'll supply. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. All right. The gold for things of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and all manner of work to be made by the hands of artificers.
Hallelujah.
Listen to this. And who then is willing?
Willing.
To consecrate his service this day unto the Lord. Isn't that a good question? Let me ask it then.
Hallelujah.
Let me ask it again.
Hallelujah.
Who then is willing?
Willing.
To consecrate his service.
Hallelujah. Huh?
Unto the Lord this day.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory.
Huh?
Glory, God.
Who, how about the bricklayers?
Yes, Lord.
Huh? How about the carpenters?
Yes.
The electricians?
Yes.
How about the cooks?
Yes.
How about the laborers?
Yes.
How about the house cleaners?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How about the gold milkers?
Yes.
Who is willing to consecrate their service unto the Lord?
Yes.
How about the hand clappers?
Yes.
How about the foot soldiers?
Yes.
How about the brothers?
Yes.
How about the jumpers?
Yes.
Who is willing?
Yes.
Who is willing? Who is willing? Who is willing? Willing there, didn't it? Huh? Ain't God good?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But concerning us, who is willing this day to consecrate their service unto the Lord? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, I'm going to read some more. Then the chief of the fathers and princes of the tribe of Israel, and the captains of thousands and of hundreds, with the rulers of the king's work, offered.
Yes, Lord.
Willingly.
Willingly.
Pray, I'm reading out of the book. Okay? We might have to go back. We might have to call this the text. You know? Who then is willing to consecrate his service to the Lord? Not tomorrow. Today. Huh? Who is willing to worship God today? Who is willing to praise God today?
Rejoice with great joy because they offered willingly unto the Lord.
Hallelujah. church. Hallelujah. And he blessed the Lord.
Come
of thine own hand, and all is thine own. Y'all understand that all God requires us to offer unto him, it come from him. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Huh? We are for the Lord's pleasure. Huh? Praise the Lord. I know also my God. This is a man after God's own heart. You see how he talked to God? Huh? He said, yeah, we give you stuff, but it's your own. Yeah. He said, I thank you that you make us willing. Huh? He's a man after God's own heart. Huh? He don't find a reason not to worship God. Huh? He don't find a reason not to raise his hand. That thou triest the heart.
Yes, he do.
And has pleasure in uprightness.
Yes, Lord.
As for me, in the uprightness of mine heart have I willingly offered all these things.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And now I've seen with joy the people.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
With joy the people.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sleep now, saints. We want to give God some glory. Huh? He that sleepeth in the night. He that's drunken is drunken in the night. Huh? We've come aside this time, this place, gathered in the tabernacle. It's time to give God glory. Time to give God praise. Time to worship the Lord. solar panels, we need to consecrate that service unto the Lord. So again, the question, who is willing this day to consecrate his service unto the Lord? Hallelujah. You all shouldn't think this is a thing strange. Huh? Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I've still got the book. Listen to this.
In the book.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I will praise the Lord with my whole heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In the assembly of the upright.
Yes.
In the congregation.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Won't have to twist my arm. Won't have to bend my arm. I will do it. My free will offering unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
The psalmist said the works of the Lord are great.
Great.
Sought out of all men that have pleasure therein.
Yes.
His work is honorable.
Yes.
And glorious.
Yes.
And his righteousness endureth forever.
Yes.
He has made his wonderful works.
Hallelujah.
To be remembered.
Yes.
The Lord is gracious.
Yes.
And full of compassion.
Yes.
Tabernacle, we see the beautiful sunset.
Oh God.
Huh?
Oh God.
We hear the song of the cicadas. How about that? Wonderful, wonderful. We see the flowers blooming. Glory, glory. This is the work of the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. This morning I sat in front of the dining hall, as I often do. Of course, it was still dark. In the shadows, I could see the houses, from the lights from some of the houses. I could hear the roosters crowing. I looked over there, and there was a light in the chicken house complex. And the roosters, they get up early.
Hallelujah.
And they give God glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. So while it was yet still dark, and I'm sitting on the bench, the dining hall is sort of covered with darkness, but above, the light in the sky is beginning to appear.
Hallelujah.
And then there's the day star.
My God.
I saw it.
Yes.
With my own eyes.
Yes.
This is not he said, she said.
No.
I'm a witness. I saw the day star.
Yes.
And then it was between two power lines.
Glory.
About centered.
Yes.
And then there were trees around that.
Right.
You know, clothes. What a beautiful,
beautiful
thing.
Hallelujah.
The day star. God put it there to look at me. And I looked at it and I said, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, I felt the day star rise in my heart. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you,
Bob. And I sat there for a while and marveled at that.
Yes.
You know, thinking about the goodness of the Lord. And all that he's done for me.
Yes.
Praise God.
Praise.
My heart and my soul began to rejoice.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
Yes.
But by the time I left, it was no longer centered between the two power lines. So the earth had moved some.
Yes.
But while I was gazing upon that, I thought, you know, some are gazing upon that for occultic reasons.
Sure.
Give glory to the devil.
Yeah.
Some are using it to maybe chart their course. But I thank God that I was able to look at it and give God glory.
Yeah.
How about that? Hallelujah. In everything give thanks.
Yes.
This is the will of God.
Hallelujah.
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 You know, we often hear about praise and worship being different, and it is. But I'm telling you that gratefulness is essential to worship.
Amen.
There's no way you can worship God being unthankful.
Amen.
Everybody listen to me. If you worship God, it will be out of a grateful heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
And singing praises and praying go together. Praise the Lord. Just like Paul and Silas at midnight, they prayed and they sang praises unto the Lord. Hallelujah. God sent a great earthquake. The foundations of the house were shaken. All the doors of the prison were open. You know, when you begin to praise God, you begin to sing praises to God, the prison doors open, the captives are loose. Somebody say amen. This is a spiritual application. I'm talking about the spiritual doors, the things that hinder you from doing what God would have you to do. The Lord is that spirit, and where the Lord is, the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You come together with one accord. Give God all the glory. Give God all the praise. Lay aside every weight, all the things that gets in the way. Hallelujah. While we're wondering what to do, I tell you, we begin to pray and sing praises to God, we'll see lots of things already taken care of. You'll see a lot of mountains coming down, a lot of walls coming down. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why do we think the account's in the book? They weren't murmuring and complaining when the prison doors were open. They were praying and singing praises to God. Hallelujah. That's what Jehoshaphat and his band were doing. That's what they did around the walls of Jericho. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the wall came tumbling down. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's not what we can do. It's what our God can do. Hallelujah. What can he do? He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we may ask or think. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
I'm still reading out of the book, you know. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will be ever mindful of his covenant.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He has shewed his people the power of his works.
Hello.
Are you not his people?
Yes, God.
That he may give them the heritage of the heathen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The works of his hands are verity and judgment.
Yes.
And all his commandments are sure. This is David talking about his God. Man after God's own. You can talk like that too. Hallelujah. The judgments are true and righteous altogether. Hallelujah. We've got no complaints against God. Only thanksgiving, praise, and worship to our God. Hallelujah. He's given us less than our iniquity deserves. Lord, been good to us. Well, is this proper?
Yes.
Is this righteous?
Yes.
It is coming.
Yes.
Right out of the book, brother.
Yes.
Praise. Yes. It's calmly.
Yes.
Yeah, he beautified the meek with salvation. And those that are called out of darkness, they do show forth the praises of him that called them out. Righteous response. What we ought to do. Oh yeah. We're blessed to be able to do it. Hallelujah. That's what God's people do. They worship him. They praise him. They give glory to him. They offer their bodies a sacrifice. Their service. They consecrate it to God. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Our Father, yes, Lord.
Amen.
Glory.
They stand fast forever and ever. And are done in truth and uprightness.
Amen.
He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverent is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Father.
Bless you. Yes,
your great goodness. Your marvelous loving kindness.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, for your mercy, oh God. Hallelujah. No more darkness, no more night.
Hallelujah.
Now I'm so happy. Glory, glory. Oh, I've got another scripture.
Bless you, Lord.
I do have the book here this morning.
The book. It's in the book.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, the scriptures that were written for our learning and for our admonition.
Yes.
Upon whom the ends of the world have come.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory. Let me read this one out of Philippians. We like that, huh?
Yes.
One of the letters of Paul to the Philippians. Listen to this.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shine as lights in the world, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Not only in my presence, but now also much more in my absence. That's pure. That's holy.
Right.
If it's only when he's present, it's no good. You know how some have done. Huh? But God is not deceived. He's not fooled, you know. He still tries the heart. You understand that? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, we are in our most purest form when nobody's looking at us. But God's looking at us even then.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. All right. Work out your own salvation.
Yes, Lord.
With fear and trembling.
Amen.
For it is God which worketh in you.
Yes.
Both to will and to do his good pleasure.
Amen.
Do all things without murmurings and disputings.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Without murmurings and disputings.
Hallelujah.
This is the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God.
Glory.
Without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation.
Yes, Lord.
Among whom ye shine as lights in the world.
Glory.
Hmm? Holding forth the word of life.
Hallelujah.
That I may rejoice in the day of Christ.
Yes, sir.
That I'm not running vain.
Hallelujah.
Neither labor in vain.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we're going to run, let's run to obtain.
Yes, sir.
Because many run in a race, but only one received the prize.
Right. Amen.
Therefore run that you may obtain.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all.
Amen.
Is that all right?
That's all right.
All right.
Is that how we do it?
By law.
We maintain that we're willing this day to consecrate our service to the Lord. We may be poured out
oh God
to service for our brother.
By law.
Or do we serve ourselves.
Oh, God.
Y'all understand God's purpose, don't you?
Yes. Amen.
Let me read it again. Yea, and if I be offered up on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I join rejoice with you all.
Hallelujah.
For the same cause also do ye join and rejoice with me. Do you rejoice with me?
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For what is service but the life of Jesus lived through a vessel of earth's fragile clay, loving and giving, poured forth for others. Living sacrifice.
My Lord. Hallelujah.
From day to day.
Yes.
Who is willing?
Hallelujah.
To consecrate his service.
Yes.
Unto the Lord this day.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory, God.
God is searching the hearts.
Yes, he is. Do it, God.
He that searcheth the hearts know what is the mind of the Spirit. He maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Well, I got a letter last night. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that nice? Some are, some are not.
Yeah.
I've gotten both kinds.
Right.
You know, sometimes when soldiers in service in their way, they get Dear Johns. Not good. Not good. Dear John said, Dear John, I can't wait no longer. I found Jody. Now he's the love of my life. We got all these letters that Paul wrote. Letters that Peter and John wrote and one that Jude wrote, huh? Love letters from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. But in the letter, I was reminded of the two sons. Where God, or the man, told the sons to go work in the vineyard. The one son said, right away. And he didn't go. The other raised the stink, said, hell no, I won't go. But then he repented and he went.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Well, the letter I got was from one of the brothers here that somewhat submit to my authority.
Bless you, Jesus.
How about that?
Bless you, Lord.
Of course, he's been cutting up, you know. So, he wrote me a letter on his behalf.
Praise God.
Of course, there are other brothers here that sent me a note. Y'all know that, don't you?
Yes. Yes.
Of course, they all claim that they're in service to God.
Oh, God.
You understand?
Praise God.
But I say the brother who's cutting up and submit to my authority is more in order than the brother who say he's not cutting up.
Yeah.
Everybody understand that?
Yeah.
See how I tell the truth? Now some are going to have a problem with this.
Absolutely.
How do you read it? Huh?
True.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You know, there are things that people do things for Brother Stair, but they won't do it for me. They won't do it for you. Why can't we just offer our service unto the Lord this day, willingly? Instead of holding people's person in advantage for advantage.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, told me straight out, yeah, I'll do it, but not for you. I'll do it for Brother Stair. Well, that's problematic, you know.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Of course, he's got cohorts here who strengthen him in that.
Yes.
I still give God praise.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've got no complaints.
Okay.
God's been good to me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And in either way, you acknowledge me or don't, I'm still provoked unto love and good works.
Amen.
You understand that?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory, glory.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And the Lord God still will have his way.
Amen.
All the demons of hell will not prevail against the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Well, what do you think we're going to do in the end? I've got it here. I'm going to read it.
Go ahead, bro.
Go ahead.
of it, are you? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. We won't all come together and complain. Or some show up and the others don't show up.
Glory to your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you, our Father.
Yeah, he's going to gather together his elect.
Amen. Yes, he is.
They won't be fighting.
No.
They'll be willing, though.
Willing.
They'll have power. Hallelujah. They'll be overcomers. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Well, Pastor Rice, maybe you shouldn't mention these things. I think I should mention them.
Yes. Amen.
I'm telling you, since I came here, brothers warned me. I mean, actually warned me. And reminded me that he warned me about standing up in the night. I warned you not to do that, he says. I warned you not to do that. Well, should I obey God or man? Now, he's got cohorts, you understand. And I don't care what you say and how you smile. I know that.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
You're not going to move me, though.
Right.
I'm still going to speak for the Lord Jesus Christ. Still going to give him glory. Still going to praise him. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell the truth, though. Well, why don't you tell us about the golden ram? I'm telling you what's going on right now. In your wicked heart. And that golden, that ram. You understand? We don't want to know about that. We want to hear all these new things.
Yeah.
You go to Mars Hill then.
Well.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Put a smirk on your face.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, that's remarkable, man. Said, I warned you not to get up in the tabernacle. I warned you not to stand up in the dining hall and preach. But I'm provoked, you know, under love and the good works. Hallelujah. Now, one said it, but he's got people that agree with him. Everybody understand that? Hallelujah. So some are for God and others are not. Because I stand up in the person of Jesus Christ, speaking as the oracles of God, to give God glory, to edify the body of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yeah, while there are some that warn me, and some say, get off the podium, get off the podium. There's others say, man, I wish you would preach. Hallelujah. We're not going to act like it's not happening.
No, we're not.
We're not going to talk about the ram and goat and bypass this. We love that, wouldn't we? Anything that has to do with us here. We want to talk about the war over there in Ukraine. How about the war right here in the midst of God's people? We have all of this knowledge. We do not know how to get along. How about that? Are we going to lament? Hell no. We're seeking our own. We the way of peace we've not found.
No.
I know.
Hallelujah. No.
Remember. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Bless you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
I'm going to get to the end of it.
Yes, amen. Yes, we are.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we are.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, you know, I could expound. Why do you think that is, Brother Rice? Well, I know because some just don't want to acknowledge God and what he's doing. They think they have a special place with God that's above everybody else. They really don't know how to be a part. They want kudos for themselves. They don't want to give God the glory.
My Lord, hallelujah.
Why would not a people want to come in here with us and worship?
Worship God.
Why would we make excuses for that?
Right.
I would think God's greatness would be above it.
Yes,
I would think that.
That's right.
But you look around and see. Look around and see. Look around and see. Now the same ones that are not here, they're going to smile in your face and make themselves out to be spiritual.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord.
Well, how long hold us between two opinions? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory.
Remind me of the time that Brother Saracen, he preached, and then he got out of the pulpit. One said, man, you keep preaching like that, you're going to drive everybody off.
Right. Yes.
Somebody else said, man, you keep preaching like that, you're going to fill the place.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
And that's how it's always been.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
But God is God, and he always will be God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In every situation, every circumstance, it's right to give God the glory.
Hallelujah.
If you're spiritual, if you're carnal, if you're weak, if you're strong, or if you're male, female, it's right to give God glory. It is the lying spirit that comes up with some reason not to give God the glory. The glory is due the Lord. Now, who is willing to consecrate his service to the Lord? We don't find that astonishing and amazing.
Hallelujah.
All right. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. But brother, we still don't want you cutting up. And, you know, when I do talk like I am now, I'm talking to you. You say, I won't talk to you. I'm talking to you. Many things I try to address when I do stand up. Because then I have some peculiar help from God.
All right.
Is that all right?
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
So I'd rather speak to you like this.
Right.
Would you listen, though?
Hallelujah.
And just say, well, Pastor Rice, well, I am talking to you. But not for your destruction.
No.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Not for retaliation.
Right.
Nothing I said in here is for retaliation.
Right.
You understand? I said that it's a help to me because I have wisdom from God and grace from God to use anything
grace,
that
grace,
he for my
grace,
for my advantage.
Oh, grace, God.
You understand that?
Oh, grace. Yes, Lord.
Whichever the wind blow, I'm going to set my sail the way to get me moving.
Yeah.
How about that?
Hallelujah.
We have this grace from God.
Hallelujah.
So whether you curse me or you bless me, I'm going to make sure God get the glory. Is it all right? Because he's worthy. Huh? How shameful if I don't give God the glory because you cursed me.
Right.
David didn't do it like that.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
But too much we've had these things that distract. You know what I'm saying. They want to talk about everything else about what's going on right here now. Huh? Who the Antichrist is. Well, there's many of them. Even now.
Yes.
You understand that?
Yes.
Even now, are there many Antichrists? That's how we know it's the last time. Hallelujah. Now, what is Antichrist? I warned you not to preach the word of God. Huh? That's Antichrist. I can't come worship with y'all. That's Antichrist. I can't give God praise. That's Antichrist. Y'all hear me preaching? I don't care if you don't believe me. Because this is Christ. He's worthy of all the praise, all the glory. going to ourselves.
No.
See how spiritual I am? I'm not going to worship Pastor Wright. Hell no, we come here to worship God. That's just your sorry excuse for not doing it. He's still worthy. Hallelujah. Do you mean you're so spiritual and y'all don't know that? Hallelujah. What shall we render unto the Lord? For all of his benefits toward us. What should we do with it? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, as I said before, some that are not here are more honorable than the ones that are here. If you believe all of that junk, then you shouldn't be here. But there are some here that do lie. Understand? They give strength to that stuff. The spirits are in here. I warned you not to preach. I warned you not to tell the truth. Huh? Well, I'm going to tell the truth. Yeah, we are to present our bodies. Huh? These vessels of clay. That Christ may live in us. That we may be poured out in the service to our brother. To our brother. To our brother. And who is my brother? Am I your brother? Well, some make sure that they don't encourage me. But you know what they do? They encourage me. How about that? Hallelujah. That's the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. So I'm making a point not to come here. You know what? I'm encouraged. The Lord is with me. Whithersoever I go, I'm going to be strong enough with good courage. I'm not going to be dismayed. You all can sit like a bump on the log in here if you want to. Brother Stair talked about it. I believe the prophet, you're still sitting in here like a bump on a log. We ought to move for God. Well, we don't remember that. I know how our selective is so, our memory is so selective because of our evil hearts. We don't remember we ought to give God praise. We don't remember we ought not come in here like a bump on a log and be spectators but be participating. We don't remember that. I have a friend.
Yes, you
do. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, yes, Lord. Jesus. Be Lord Jesus.
Bite the hand that feeds you. Yeah, we do that.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Bless you, Jesus.
Yes, we do.
Glory to God.
Well, Pastor, you're not qualified. Well, if I wasn't willing, I wouldn't be. But since I'm willing, he qualifies me. How about that? What would I have to be qualified for service to God? Go to the seminary, have a PhD? Come on, somebody tell me.
All right now. My Lord. Oh, God.
All we need to be qualified is be willing. And everybody not willing. They're not qualified. And they envy me because I'm qualified. Not because of anything of my own, but because I'm willing.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Don't get angry with me. But if you do, I'm going to be encouraged. I've still got this one to read. I know it's the Sabbath day and you all want to go rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors.
Hallelujah.
And their works do follow them.
Hallelujah.
And I looked and behold a white cloud, and up on the cloud sat one like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle.
Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle,
yes, Lord,
and reap, for the time has come for thee to reap.
Amen.
The harvest of the earth is ripe.
Yes, Lord.
And he that sat upon the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped.
Mm-hmm.
And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven. He also having a sharp sickle.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And another angel came out from the altar.
Hallelujah.
Which had power over fire and cried with a loud voice.
Yes.
To him that had the sharp sickle.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle. And gather the clusters,
yes,
of the vine of the earth.
Oh, God.
For her grapes are fully ripe.
Right, yes, Lord.
The angel thrust in his sickle into the earth. And gathered the vine of the earth. And cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God.
Hallelujah.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Glory.
His trample out the vintage,
yes,
where the grapes of wrath are stored.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horses' bridle.
Yes.
For the space of 1,600 furlongs. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous.
Oh, in heaven, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God.
Yes.
And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire.
Mm-hmm.
I also saw them that had gotten the victory over
each other. Hallelujah. Glory.
They got the victory over his image. Victory over his mark. They got their victory over the number of his name. And they were on a glass of sea, and they had the heart of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who are those going to get that victory? Those that have faith in God. Huh? The elect.
Glory.
Hmm?
Yeah.
We will not be deceived.
No.
Not take that. We'll get victory.
Victory.
Over the beast.
Right.
And all the power of the beast. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Well, I find that reason to rejoice. Hallelujah. Yeah, no need to hang your harp on the willows. Come on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What did they do? Well, they sang the song of Moses. Y'all want to hear it?
Hallelujah.
They said, great and marvelous are thy works.
Hallelujah.
Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints.
Hallelujah.
Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? Nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We read back in Chronicles, we read all the way through, and even at the end, you see, huh? We're going to say, great and marvelous are thy works. And we, in whom Christ dwell, we should be able to say that now. Great and marvelous are thy works.
Hallelujah. Yes, great.
we can shout the victory, shout today. Hallelujah. Jesus. I would have you know that I'm far from my comfort zone.
Oh yeah.
Amen.
But I'm safe in the arms of Jesus. I believe I'm in submission to the living God. That's why I have confidence. That's why I have peace. That's why none of these things are in me. I believe God. I have faith in God. He's the only hope that I have. He's the only hope that we have. I'm going to rejoice in that hope. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Yeah. Who shall not fear thee?
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us stand, saints.
Yes, God.
Who is like unto thee?
For another day, Lord, to serve and to worship you in the beauty of holiness. Thank you, Father, for all the brothers and sisters in Christ, the congregation of the upright. And thank you, Father, for sending us your prophet that we might be sound in the faith. Thank you, Father, for that warning from the prophet to call us together. And I find most are more honorable than myself. Because I didn't come right away, but
hallelujah.
But we all made it here that are here now, and we praise you, Lord,
glorious,
for gathering us here,
yes,
and
Lord,
and thank you for the pastor,
glory.
Thank you for bringing us into one fold, because we were all spiritually already gathered together, but
hallelujah.
And now physically in the same place, for this is the end. We're so close, and only you know, Lord, the time. But you do all things well. And on your time. So we must wait patiently for you, Lord. And we must hope in you, because there is no hope in this world. So we look to you, Lord, and for your coming again. And we must wait patiently for you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do. Thank you, Father. Oh, help us, Lord. Help us. Help us, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we want to be watching.
Glory.
For the coming of the Lord.
Glory. Jesus. Glory.
We want to be found watching for the coming of the Lord.
Glory. Yes, Lord.
Huh?
Glory.
We're going to dwell with him. He's going to dwell with us. We're going to worship him. Huh? If we are estranged from him, estranged means separated, indifferent. You understand that? That's what estranged means. That's what we were before we came to Christ. We were estranged. But we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. That means that there's no need for us to come in here and act like we don't know what to do. Huh? That's indifferent. That's his strength. Don't draw nigh to God. Be reconciled. You're going to wait till we come, and then you're going to figure out you need to praise him and stand in awe of him. Don't be a fool. You're going to stand in his presence and show him you're calling, telling you this and that, and you're not going to give him glory. This is just plain and simple. We're not to be estranged from God. We should feel right at home. This is your Father's house. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Because what we're endeavoring to do now, we're going to do forever, you understand? We're not going to take time out and go plow the field. You know, like we do now. We take time out and go press the grapes. We're just going to give God glory. And if you're looking for him, if you're watching, then this is a good exercise. It's what's due the great God. Hallelujah. God bless you, saints. Great and marvelous are his works. Hallelujah. Maranatha, the Lord is coming. Hallelujah.